This is Ozarks at Large. I'm in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio with me, Christina Thomas, of course, and Jody Beznoska, who is the Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Whatever time of the
day it is. It's afternoon now.
Yes.
Yeah. Stomp was great this weekend.
Yeah, wasn't that fun?
It was.
It was a lot of fun. They had a good time here, I think, and then they're off. They're off on their new tour. So once again, we can say we saw it first. But that was fun. That was a great way to sort of kick off the season officially. Now that it's September, we're in full swing. Another show I saw that I really liked was Theater Square's Noises Off.
I saw it last weekend.
Yeah. And you've seen it too, Kyle?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
It's funny.
It's madcap is the word I've been using to describe it, but it's definitely madcap.
Well, that's what's happened. Noises Off is still happening.
Noises Off still runs, I believe, through September. Oh, I might get this wrong, but hopefully it's September 23rd.
I think you're correct. The weekend after that is Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue.
Correct.
And it goes up till that.
Correct. Well, this weekend we will have tomorrow out at the Amp, we will have Alan Jackson. And this is going to be a no tent for this one. So we're all doing a serious weather dance for tomorrow.
Oh, because there is a...
We don't speak about that.
Is it on the big stage?
It will be a very big stage. Should be a really if you base your shows on the sizes of the stage, this should be a pretty impressive show because this is a pretty big stage. So that's tomorrow night at the Amp, and then on Sunday, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas will do their first concert of the season. Some really great pieces. There's a barber piece.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's lush and beautiful.
I can't. I'm really looking forward to this. You know, they've been off for the summer, and now they're coming back. Paul Haas is in town. So that's a 3 o'clock performance on Sunday. There is also a 2 o'clock creative conversation that Kyle is facilitating. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be with you?
Paul, for sure.
Oh, great.
And hopefully somebody else.
Super.
But, you know.
Those are always fun.
If you've ever heard Paul talk, he could.
He can.
He gets fascinating to listen to.
Yeah, he gets you. He makes you go, oh, okay.
Passionate about the music.
Yeah, definitely. So that's Sunday the 16th. And then the next show will be for us, for Walton Arts Center, will be Plena Libra on September 20th. First show in our 10x10 art series. Going to be a high energy, really fun, interesting show. I mean, I've never heard any Puerto Rican music before, so
it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm looking forward to it.
And dancing.
There will be a little dance floor right in front of the seats, right by the stage. That will be really fun. But this is a 10x10 art series, which means there'll be a creative conversation prior to the show, and then there will be the post-show party after the show. So we'll have beverages in the lobby, and we'll get a chance to talk about the show and hopefully meet the artists if they come out.
That's a week from tonight.
Week from tonight.
And tomorrow on Ozarks at Large at noon, we give away the 10x10 package.
For the whole series.
You can still register at KUAF.com.
Okay, so that's your last chance to do that today then. That's just amazing. That's 10 performances over the course of the year. So definitely that's your culture dose.
Yes.
if that's what you need. So that's on the 20th. That's a 10x10 art series. Those tickets are $10, most of them. Then on the 21st, we will have Gretchen Parlato. She's the first in our Starlight Jazz series. So obviously that's in Star Theater. That's the smaller theater. A very small, intimate place, wonderful place to hear jazz. And she's a vocalist. So I love hearing vocal jazz in that room because it's really intimate and fun.
There is cabaret seating. But you know what Robert Ginsberg of Shades of Jazz on KUF told me yesterday?
What?
He thinks the best sound is on the third bleacher.
I would say that probably makes sense.
Oh, okay.
But you can also, in the cabaret seating, you know, you can bring
right
your wine
there.
and you're right there, so you can see her. You can see them. But even if you're all the way in the back, you're probably only 30 feet away.
Yeah.
Maybe 40.
I think it's a great way to see music that maybe you think you don't know much about because it's so much more intimate.
Mm-hmm. And it will probably engage all of your senses too. You know, sometimes Walton Arts Center, the big hall at Walton Arts Center is a pretty small, it's a small big hall.
Right.
But even if you're up in the balcony, you're 70, 80, 90 feet away. That's really not very far. But when you're in Star Theater, you can hear it, but you can also see. You're going to get very close. You can watch people's fingers on the keys of whatever instrument they're playing. And you're much closer. I think it's a little more visceral. It's that much more intimate, and you can't really escape it, which is nice because it will help you process the music in lots of different ways. So that's the 21st. There are two shows on the 21st, 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. And tickets, depending on which time you go and where you sit, those are also only $10. I think they go up to $25 or $35, mm-hmm. depending on if you're sitting in the cabaret seating. But you can get tickets for that for just $10. You can also subscribe to the full jazz series and save 20% on your tickets, which is a fantastic deal.
If you do the jazz series at the 9 o'clock, it's like $45.
Yeah. So five shows for $45. So that's pretty.
Less than $10.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. So that is September, believe it or not, because like you said, the weekend after that is Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue. And then getting into October, I wanted to tell everybody that on October 4th, we will be doing an open house in our gallery to celebrate a new exhibition that is going up down there. Actually, right now, the Woody Guthrie exhibition from the Roots Festival is still up and will stay up for a couple more weeks, I think. But on October 4th, we'll be opening a new exhibition featuring a commissioned piece by Kathy Thompson. And that's going to be really fun. And
kind of
special.
In connection with the anniversary of the venue.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
It's really, really exciting. She's, she makes these story box, these boxes.
If you've been in Bordino's,
yeah.
you've seen
mm-hmm.
them in Bordino's.
And so she's making 20 of those to celebrate our 20-year history here at the WAC. And the important thing to know is that she's not – it's not a here's 92, here's 94, here's 96. It isn't like that. It's a lot more. I'm not certain of the right word, but it's not literal. It's a lot more artistic. It's a lot more whimsical. So that's gonna be really fun. We're gonna have a great party. Hopefully there'll be music and food and lots of fun memories to explore with that. So that's October 4th. That's open to the public, so we wanted to make sure lots of people come to that. And then on October 9th, we will have Don Williams playing.
Right.
And then October 18th through the 26th, we have three separate 10 by 10 art series shows. They come one right after the other, and they're very different. The first is called Caravan Sarai, and this features musicians from Morocco. It's part of a program that we're doing with the university to raise awareness about the art and culture of Islamic countries. So that will be October 18th. Following night, October 19th, will be the Tokyo String Quartet. And then about a week later will be LA Theater Works Pride and Prejudice. So three 10 by 10 art shows. And then Shrek the Musical will be here October 30th through November 4th. Hard to believe we're talking about that already, but we certainly are. Great, fun musical, definitely for the whole family. It is a full-length musical, so your two-year-old might have issues sitting through it, but your four- or five-year-old could probably do pretty well. And that will be over Halloween, so naturally there will be lots of fun to be had, like trick-or-treating and costume contests and all of that.
And Whalers tickets?
Went on sale yesterday, I believe.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
So they are on sale right now, and that show is in November, so get those tickets
The
20th, fast.
I believe, right?
I think so.
All right.
Yep. Tickets are available at waltonartscenter.org or 443-5600, or like I said before, you could come and see the Woody Guthrie exhibit and then stop by the box office.
All right.
Thank you, Jody.
Thanks,
Jody Besnoska is Vice President of Communications with Walton Arts Center. That's the song Can't Hold On by Catfish Jackson, one of the acts scheduled to play at the Blues Challenge tonight at George's Majestic Lounge.